If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
Sean, who said, when you're facing big challenges in life, you can think about Diana Nyad getting attacked by the lethal sting of box jellyfishes and nearly anything else seems doable in comparison? Who said that?
Harvey Korman.
No, that was a bad guess. Hillary Clinton, you may have heard
of
her. Why? Look who's here! God bless America, Diana Nyad,
Stephanie.
World champion swimmer, is here in studio with us.
Oh, my goodness. You know, to be smart and funny,
aww,
you know, you got it going on, girlfriend.
Your book, Find a Way, that Hillary Clinton was talking about, is out in paperback. Mm. And you were saying you've been doing a lot of morning zoos.
Good morning, Diana Nyad. How those jellyfish stings doing?
I'm grateful. You know, they're nice guys, but wow. It's a sports talk morning radio. That's a low IQ ratio going on right there. Yep.
Hey, all y'all kids. On September 2nd, 2013, at the age of 64, Diana Nyad emerged from the sands of Key West after swimming 111 miles nation to nation, Cuba to Florida. Just for those of all you wondering. Now, I did mention to you last time we spoke that you do know they've invented boats, correct?
You know, my mother was French, so
right.
Already she was, snobby.
Right.
And she used to, with a pursed, you know, sort of mouth, she would say, darling, I get you a plane ticket. You don't need to swim all this way over there. That was her favorite joke. Never got tired of that joke. Every day. I get you a boat ticket. Plane, boat.
So she was like a French morning zoo.
Yeah.
Mon Dieu. This is funny, eh?
But you know what I've learned from her, Stephanie? You could use this, I'm sure. Because we are such Francophiles in this country,
yes,
because we don't know the French.
No.
And if you use English with a French accent, anything you want. When it was,
right,
a cop stops me and I say, I'm sorry, I was thinking kilometers per the hour. Please forgive me. He said, are you French? My wife, would you talk to my wife on the phone for a second? No ticket. I'm on my way. So
wow.
Just you bring up the French accent.
And you would think being Diana Nyad would help you get out of the speeding ticket.
Yeah,
but,
oh, no, no.
Right,
then
no?
The ticket doubles.
Okay.
You know, in that case.
No, we were talking about, to Jessica Michelle, I was saying, you have to help us, help us, help you help us feel inspired by your story rather than feel like about ourselves. Because I know, I understand it's supposed to be inspirational. I'm like, I am such a loser compared to Diana Nyad. What the
hell? No.
I remember you coming on that beach with a jellyfish in your eye. You're like, I was like, oh my God.
But don't you think when you hear any life story, let's say you had Yo-Yo Ma sitting over here. I personally know nothing about the cello, classical music, but if we heard his life story, he's a prodigy at the age of three.
He probably can't swim a lap.
He's probably a loser, you know, in a lot of ways, but he plays a pretty good cello. But if we heard his life story, we would pluck out for ourselves the passion, the commitment, the focus, the desire, and take it to our own life. So people, it's the most eccentric thing in the world to swim from Cuba and Florida. All the details are unrelatable.
Right.
The pain, the courage. But the big message is that you just don't give up and you will get to your other shore, believe it or not.
Right. No, I won't.
Millions of people relate. Can you believe that?
I do. No. So I went to a book party for Find a Way out in paperback, which is, and you are a fantastic speaker. Your stories
are
so compelling.
Thank
about
you.
What this whole journey was like. But you're right. I mean, some people will go, oh my God, I have accomplished nothing compared to Nyad. But you are really an inspiration. So let's explain. So let's see. You first of all tried this how many times before?
Four before. This was the fifth.
Right.
Yeah. As I say, when we came the third time's the charm.
Right.
What's the expression for the fourth time? And what the time? And then there was I went to a PS 185 in Brooklyn when it was all over, and a third grader came up to the assembly and he said, my name is Joaquin and I have a question for you.
Right.
If you didn't make it, would you try again? I said, Joaquin, do you know what the word moot means? Moot. It means it doesn't pertain. It's not germane. It doesn't matter. He said, I said, so that question is moot. I made it. So we don't have to ask.
Right.
He said, I know, but you have to tell me. You said you would never stop until you make it. Would you have tried again? I said, let's say yes.
Listen, Joaquin, you're working my last nerve, you little bastard.
You know, Joaquin, you got me by the short hairs. I would, Joaquin, yes. I go to age 100 and keep trying every year. I would have.
You're like, Joaquin, there's a difference between persistence and irritation. And you need to learn. Yes, I love this whole, okay. Diana carried three poignant messages on her way across this stretch of shark-infested waters. My first message would be don't swim in shark-infested waters, but that's not your message, and I understand that. Never ever give up. You're never too old to chase your dreams. It looks like a solitary sport, but it's a team. I was surprised to know how many people were on the team.
44. It's an expedition, a true expedition. You don't go up Mount Everest by yourself. And I love all those white guys, by the way, who go up Mount Everest and don't mention a Sherpa's name, who carried all their oxygen and all those, and didn't wear, you know, $700 boots as they went up, little sandals.
Right.
But me, I mentioned my team.
Yeah.
I never, ever would I have stood on that shore without
your
that
best
team.
Friend, Bonnie, who was there with you. I mean, it is incredible that, so she's in the boat, and you were talking about the kind of, the amount of nutrition you need to be able to do this, and you can't just do the gels and stuff so that she... You were like an orca. She was putting like what pasta in your mouth while you were.
Bonnie always says, you know, if things get really bad, there's a job at SeaWorld for us right this minute. You know, I open the mouth, she drops in the pasta.
When they get rid of the killer whales, they just bring you in. You and Bonnie.
That's the thing. They're short. They're short on content and animals, and we're ready. I could use some cash.
Yes. But it really is incredible. First of all, you were talking about just even the currents, and the last time you got blown off course or whatever on one of the attempts. I mean,
there's something. You know, there's a confluence of Mother Nature out there on steroids.
Right.
There isn't a more difficult swim on the planet unless you count the polar ice caps where it's too cold to swim. But it's everything. It's the Gulf Stream's going the wrong way.
Right.
Powerful current, five times your speed. Right. There are swirling eddies, vortexes. You can't see them, even with space telemetry. Once you get in one of those, you're in it forever. You're never, unless you get on the boat,
really
you're in
sounds
it forever.
Awful.
You know, I could go on and on, but the sharks, the jellyfish, the winds. You know, here we could say, okay, it's going to be south-southwest at 10 to 13 miles an hour.
Right.
Out in that area, they can't predict it. The winds come off Africa.
Right.
Then they're affected by the Gulf Stream. So it's just
your excuses.
You can't get it all on one day. You can't get it all. And you need 2 or 3 days.
But so... let's talk about the sharks for a minute. So, some of your stories sound a little like Yosemite Sam, like people go out and punch him in the nose or something. What? How do you? I don't get it. So, you have to have people spotting the people,
first,
other people on the team.
First, I got two kayakers, one to the right of me and one behind me. On the bottom of their boats, the holes of the kayak, they have a piece about a device about the biggest size of your hand.
Yeah.
And that has an antenna. Picture like a tail.
Right.
4 foot tail. And that tail is emitting an elliptical field of electricity. I don't feel it. Occasionally in the fillings of the teeth, I get a little bit of
Stephanie Miller
in the morning.
Oh my God, I can hear Stephanie. This is fantastic.
I only wish I could have heard you all the way across. Now that would have been entertaining. But, you know, as a general rule, sharks, they're sensitive. They've got sonar built into their nose. I know.
The softer side of sharks, Sean.
The poor things. But they don't like to come through that electricity, although we've seen a lot of film where when they're hungry, they bust right through that electricity.
So did you have any close calls?
Yeah, sure. Uh-huh. They come up. They you know, as all the shark experts would tell you, they're intelligent. They know that the Homo sapien is not their food. They do not want to eat you. They might take a leg.
Right.
You know, and that's a pretty serious event when you're out in the middle of the ocean bleeding profusely.
And a famous swimmer, that would be more of a prize in the shark world.
What's the gold medal? Here she comes.
And again, it still tastes like chicken.
This isn't just any ordinary plane crash. No, this is a gold medal. We're going to get this one. They were there. I'm not saying they were attacking constantly, but they flurry up, and then after the electricity,
that must have picked up your speed a tiny bit.
I don't know. They're there. I learn about this all later. Like, you know, 2 years later, they're afraid to tell me. But beyond above the electronic devices are divers. These guys know these animals. They dive with them every year. They're the divers of the tropics. So they know the oceanic white tip, dangerous, aggressive shark.
Right.
They know the tigers, lemons. These things will come through anything to get what they want.
So is there more cuddly species that like the spoon, or are they mostly aggressive?
They're aggressive.
Okay.
They're aggressive. I missed that one. Right over the top. I missed that one. But I'm trying. You're quick.
I don't mean to minimize
it's hard to keep up with
your horrible journey. I'm a jokester.
Yeah, don't joke.
Let's talk about the jellyfish.
But wait, did we finish? Was that it with the shark?
Oh,
I wasn't even halfway through.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't know it was Shark Week.
But picture these guys. It's pitch black at night.
Right.
We use no lights. Zero lights.
Right, because that attracts them.
Lights attracts everything. Yeah. Jellyfish, bait fish, sharks, whatever.
Right.
So at night, you can't see your hand in front of your face. Bonnie on the side of the boat doesn't even really know I'm still out there. She hears a little splash. She said, she must still be swimming. I'll see her at daybreak. And my guys swim under me. It's not easy. You're under the water swimming against resistance while I'm making pretty good progress along the surface. And they're looking for pairs of eyes, fluorescent pairs of eyes.
God.
And they put their bodies between me and them. So
Hillary is right. No wonder she loves you. It does take a village.
You
right?
know, how would you like to be facing what Hillary faces
yeah.
every day?
Well,
I'll go back to the sharks and the jellyfish, frankly.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know what
it's
I mean?
It's like a giant orange
she's
racist
like a
jellyfish.
Bag.
Every day she has yeah. a giant orange racist yeah. jellyfish stuck yeah. to her eye,
I tell you,
calling her a bigot.
Besides her smarts and everything else, I admire her perseverance.
Yeah,
well,
you must.
The whole thing. Yeah.
You must. No,
yeah.
I'm no wonder she mentioned you, because it really is. You cannot imagine going through what she's going through. I can't imagine going through. Can we talk about jellyfish
wait,
for a
you
minute?
Know
because
Hillary, because this is my first place, I'm going to plug this.
Yes,
and you're going to be the one. You're
right.
going to be my assistant.
All right.
Although you're too funny, you probably won't be good for the job.
Oh,
but
no.
I want to, under Hillary's reign.
Yes.
I want to become the fitness czar of America.
Oh my God, yeah. That is such a great idea.
Right?
That is.
Yes. It's a great idea.
Yeah. Let's get this
you
done.
You heard it here first
yeah.
on the Stephanie Miller
Let's get
show.
This done, Hill.
Yeah. Yeah.
I call her Hill.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
I'll give you 10% of whatever income I get.
Thank you. Yes,
yeah.
I will.
It's probably a gratis right. job at this point.
All right. But wait quick, because at the book party, I was fascinated that you were saying the jellyfish are actually worse than the sharks, more dangerous, and that was the closest you ever came to dying.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The box jellyfish emits the most potent venom on planet Earth.
Right.
There is no snake. There's no eel.
Right.
There's no spider
right.
that can kill instantaneously. This animal is 600 million years old, and it has evolved into a killing machine.
Wow.
And you know how big it is? The size of a sugar cube. When you
right.
see it, you say, oh, that's
oh,
sweet,
isn't that cute?
Pretty little midnight blue thing.
I want to pet it and love it and kiss it.
It is deadly.
Ugh.
And I wouldn't wish it, honestly,
yeah.
on my worst enemy. Of course, he's dead, so I don't
right.
have to.
That's fantastic.
But... that is like you were, I was screaming,
right.
I'm on fire, Bonnie, help me, I'm on fire.
Right.
I mean, I'll never forget it. I wake up in the middle of the night now occasionally screaming, I'm on fire.
Wow.
My cellular being remembers that sting.
Wow.
Yeah, it's big,
wow.
it's big time.
That's not the reason you want to be yelling that in the middle of the night in bed.
90%, that lovely, luckily I live alone, 90% of the people who have been stung by that animal die immediately.
Wow.
I'm lucky. I should have died. I'm lucky I lived through it.
Now, but there's some coating or something you wore?
I wore a suit. I mean,
yeah.
you know, you're not allowed neoprene. You're not allowed any flotation device. But, you know, the
yeah.
Olympic swimmers, that
yeah.
those tight pants
yeah.
they wear?
Yeah.
Well, I wore a suit like that. It's a skin suit. And we developed it with a particular fabric that the tentacles can't penetrate through.
Right.
Wore surgeon's gloves.
Wow.
Difficult to swim with.
Yeah.
Nasty. I want to. You only have to swim with that all night long. But the night's about 12 hours by the time
yeah.
I'm in there. And the booties on the feet, they're difficult to swim with also. You're like laden down. Isn't
wow.
it tough enough?
Jessica yeah. actually just said that one lap in the pool for her is that's hard. It's harder than you think.
Yeah, I got a bad attitude about that jellyfish gear for a while. I thought, really? Isn't it enough to swim for 2.5 days nonstop? And now I'm going to be loaded down with a suit of armor. But I had a prostheticist right here in Pasadena. His
yeah.
name is Stefan Knaus.
Yeah.
You got to get a German, you know,
okay.
to do this
sure.
type of work.
Sure.
And he made a silicone mask for me. I should have brought it
wow.
to show you today.
Very
but it's alien. It's beautiful. I love it. And I could wear that and be protected even on my face
wow.
from those box jets. Because I got stung across the lips. And that was nasty, huge.
Wow.
Huge stinging, yeah.
Wow. But
I told you it was eccentric.
Not as good as Botox, I guess.
Oh, I was.
You can
I
make
was,
a fortune in Hollywood with jellyfish.
Angelina Jolie would have been jealous of me when she saw me at the end there. Yes.
Sexy. All right. We continue with Diana Nyad.